Even though the Coalition believes the budget is in crisis because of low revenue, the opposition leader, Tony Abbott, will reaffirm today that he plans to push ahead and cut the company tax rate by 1.5% if he wins office. It could be the biggest single spending policy from either side in this campaign, and the question is, how will the Coalition fund such a gift to business? The rate is currently 30 cents in the dollar. Mr. Abbott's plan would see it fall to 28.5 cents from July 2015. Our Chief Political Correspondent, Sabra Lane, is speaking here to Shadow Treasurer Joe Hockey.
Well, from the 1st of July 2015, Sabra will reduce company tax, which will help up to a million Australian businesses. And the important part about this is we have a plan that is focused on trying to rebuild growth in the Australian economy. So from the 1st of July next year, we get rid of the carbon tax and we get rid of the mining tax. And from the following 1st of July, we reduce company tax, because the only way we are going to get job security and job growth in Australia is if we have the economy growing and business being profitable.
The timing of this, will this happen at the same time that a new levy of 1.5% is applied to big businesses to pay for the Coalition's paid parental leave scheme?
Well, you'll have to wait and see. We're announcing the company tax cut today as a standalone initiative.
What about the cost of this tax cut? What is the impact on the budget bottom line?
Well, the impact on the budget bottom line is approximately $5 billion over the forward estimates. And this is money that will be recovered by increasing growth in the Australian economy, but we'll also, obviously, be announcing as soon as the pre-election fiscal outlook is released, and we get to see the final numbers from the government, we will be announcing further savings on top of the more than $15 billion of savings we've already announced.
But to be clear, you're not going to explain today how this is going to be paid for. The government's saying that you'll pay for it by further cutting health and education.
Well, that's just the typical Kevin Rudd rhetoric. I mean, cut us a break here. Labor's got every number wrong for the last 6 years. They've got a deteriorating economy with rising unemployment, and they start giving us a lecture about how to manage economy, given we've managed it very well in the past and we'll do so again.
But if it announced a major policy today and didn't announce how it would pay for it, you'd be on the attack too.
Well, no, we'd expect the numbers before the election. But Kevin Rudd, as yet, hasn't released one costing for any policy that he's going to announce during the election campaign. I wouldn't expect him to announce savings on a daily basis. I'd just expect him to announce it well before the next election. The election is held on the 7th of September, and that's when we'll do it.
The Coalition says it's the party of red tape reduction. How does a two-tiered tax system for business do that?
Well, we're not saying it's a two-tiered tax system for business. We're reducing company tax from 30 to 28.5%. Now, if you're reducing the company tax rate, as Dr. Henry recommended in his report, going to 25, we can't afford that. But what we can do is put in place hope for the future, for business and for employees, that things are going to get better. And if they get better, we'll have job security.
Just getting back to the paid parental leave scheme, the former Liberal senior minister, Peter Reith, says the Coalition should use the slowing economy to defer or dump the paid parental leave scheme.
Well, he's entitled to a view. Everyone's entitled to a view, but from our perspective, it's very much about productivity growth. It's about improving participation in the workforce. And so far as I'm concerned, and emphatically concerned, this is about equality of opportunity for men and women, whether they have children or not. And it's also about equality of opportunity for small business. Because under our paid parental leave scheme, small business for the first time will be on a level playing field with big business and being able to compete on parental leave. Now, that's something that has always worked to the disadvantage of small and medium-sized businesses.
Economists,
this is a great opportunity.
Economists have been asking both sides to tackle the structural deficit problems with the budget. Will you do that if you're elected?
Well, absolutely, and I've said that. I've been saying it for more than three years now. Well, for a start, you publish a structural deficit, and that's one of the things that we've been fighting with the government about, and that is their failure to actually publish the state of the structural state of the budget. And I've made numerous commitments that every budget will publish the structural side of the budget. so that people can actually see what the challenges are moving forward.
If you're clear on that point, then people would say, well, why aren't you publishing surplus and deficit figures when in your final policy crossticks?
Well, you will see the net effect on the budget of our policies. You'll see that in detail. We'll provide that before the election.
The Federal Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey.